Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
It is the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast, and the next five podcasts are going to be quite interesting. We've been getting this question quite often, so we've sort of broken it down by time goals for comrades, and a lot of people are asking with regards to their comrades' goals, what should they be running the shorter distances to achieve their goals at comrades? So I think let's start out today, Lindsay, if it's good with you. We start with the medal that most people get at comrades, the Vic Clapham, the finisher's medal. If you look at that Vic Clapham medal, realistically, what should you be running a 10-kilometer and a half marathon and then a marathon in to be able to comfortably finish and get a Vic Clapham at comrades?
Okay, so look, I'm going to start the answer by just saying that these numbers are not an exact science, so they are based on calculations and sort of predictive formulas. So there is a bit of leeway on either side, because the one problem I do find with these things is I throw numbers out to people and they go, "Oh my word, I'm never going to get there." Especially on the 10K end, but for some other reason they manage to get the other numbers. So, and then very importantly, with a 12-hour. It's probably the least exact one because the model works much better for the faster, your silver 9 and 10 hours, and then it starts to skew a little bit with the 11 and 12. So I'm going to give them in a bit of a range. But ideally, you want to be running your 10K, if you're aiming for 12-hour comrades, somewhere in the region of 60, just under 65 minutes. And there are people that run close to 70 minutes. So just in case anyone's already going into heart palpitations there. But ideal is 63 to 65. But yes, you can go up to around about 70. Your half marathon is 220. If you're running a half marathon 220, that's a good guide that you should be a safe Vic Clapham. And certainly I know a couple of people closer to the 225, 26, and they managed to run a fairly similar 21 and marathon, but 220 again ideal. And then your ideal time to ensure that you're a finisher is 4 hours 52. We know that the qualifying time is 5 hours, and there are plenty of people who run a 4:59 that do finish comrades, but you want to be around a 4:52. So in the big races, if you're running a 4:59, that means that you probably are running closer to 4:52, because it takes you a good 3 or 4 or 5 minutes to get across the finish line.
The start line, you mean?
Start line, yes.
It took you 4 hours 59 to cross the finish line, Lindsay. thank you very much for that, Lindsay. We're back again tomorrow, and tomorrow we'll take a look at the sub 11, the bronze medal. So if that's what you're looking at, we'll chat about what you need to do. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.